אמר רב יהודה שוכח והכניס אייכלן לסייך פיו בלי ברוכה. A person forgot and he put אייכלן in his mouth בלי ברוכה. So רב יהודה said, מסלקון לצד אחד, so he pushes it to a side, the מבורך, and then he makes the ברוכה. Tanya Chode, we learned in one Baraisa, Boilon. He swallows the food. Rashi says, Boilon, Beloi Brocha, you swallow without a Brocha. Vitanya Idoch, Poilton. A second Baraisa says, he spits it out. And then he makes the Brocha. Vitanya Idoch, and we learned a third Baraisa, Misalkon, that he pushes the food aside, and while the food is still in his mouth, he makes a Brocha. So we have, it seems, a stira of three baraises. So the Gemara says, Loikosh, Ho desanya boilon b'mashkin. By mashkin, the halacha is that one swallows it without a broche. We'll see why soon. For ho desanya poilton, that's what it says, poilton b'midi d'loy mamis. That is speaking about something that after he takes it out of his mouth, it's not mos. So he can then make the broche and put it into his mouth again. And the third baraisa that says it's misaliket letzad echod b'midi demamis. If he'll take it out, it's mos. So he can't take it out and make a broche on it and put it back in his mouth because it's mos. So therefore it's misaliket letzad echod and he makes the broche while it's still in his mouth. Frek de gemore bemidi de loy mamis nami le salkino le tzadechot ve levorech. So the gemore says if there's an eitz of siluk, so something that's not moist, if he takes that, let him also go and push it to the side and make a broche. Le tzadechot ve levorech, tir gemore rav yitzr kaskis so kamei de rav yoisi barovin, mishmei de rav yoichanin, Mishum shenema yimolei pi sehilo secho. B'shas, a person is saying a shvach of the Rabbeinish leilom, the whole thing in his mouth should be the tehila. So therefore, if one could avoid having something else in his mouth, one should do it. Let us see Rashi. Boilon b'loi broche. So the hitas loshon of Rashi is that he has a mashk in his mouth and he swallows it without making any broche. Poilton, umevorech, he spits it out, then he makes a broche, b'chayzev oichlo. So the Gemara says as follows, mashkin, boilon, shiyevshe lesalkoi, le'echod melugmovo levorech. He has no alternative to make a broche and to be mesalakid le'echod melugmovo levorech. He can't do that. By a liquid, you can't do such a thing. So that he can't do. V'loy lepoiltom shemavsida. He can't be poilit either because he'll be mavsidit. So therefore, b'deles breire, so the rehitis loshen of Rashi would seem that this person has a problem. He can't make a broche. So either the two alternatives is he should spit it out, so then he's mavsid the mashke. Maybe that goes into the Yisr of Bal Tashris. Or he swallows it, so there's no Bal Tashris, but he did not make a broche. So Lecheire, he was an onus on this. So if that is not an alternative to be piloted because he's mafsid the mashke, so memele, so he doesn't have any other eitzah, so he swallows it without a broche. That is the Rehitis Loshen of Rashi. The Sipse Chachamim asks a shayla, which becalls a shayla on the Gemara, L'chayre, he has a, let him be mevorech behiru. And the din of hiru is brought down. Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down. If a person cannot learn Krishma b'peish, you say behiru. By Hilchas Brachas, it's also brought down. And the Kaf HaChaim Taka says, in such a case, one should be mehara the broche. The shayla is, why doesn't the Gemara speak about that? But Al Kaponim, that's a shtikel ha'orah. Now, before we go to about these other inyonim, let us see the Rosh. The Rosh brings down two more shitas in this inyon of Peilton. The Rosh in Simen Lamed Gimel. That's Taf Lamed Dalad, Omed Beis, Omed Aleph Bedafei HaRosh, Simen Lamed Gimel.
Omar Rav Yehuda, Shochach vehichnis oichlen l'soich piv, misalkon l'tzdodim, umevorech.
Tani chod a boilon, tani idach piltum, tani idach misalkon. Hodas anya boilon b'mashke, hodas anya piltum b'midi d'loi mois, hodas anya misalkon l'tzdodim b'midi d'loi mois. Perish Rabbeinu Chananel, now it would seem, in the Levush Yisrotak it says like this, that Rabbeinu Chananel is not Rashi. Rabbeinu Chananel is another pshat. B'mashkin boilon ve'im mevorech aleihem. And but he says along this, according to Rashi, Rashi didn't bother to explain what's with the iser of osel honus meilam azeh b'loi broche. The Rashi would seem there's no etzis and honus. So what's the alternative? Bal tashchis. So fakir, that is not an alternative. The Ravid says along this, mishum de itchul, the Rabbeinu Chananel, mishum de itchulahu mitoires mashkin. That means in the matzit, that the mashkin are now in, it's in his mouth, the ainu ruyim lishtois l'cholodom. It's right for him, but not for anyone else. Hilkach ein la hakpid abilchosi, afilu yochel levoich al yedei etchak. That means even though there's only a small amount of liquid, so al kaponim could be there is an eitzah of mesalke l'tzdodim, but there's no chiyuv broche on such a machel, because it's not ruin lishtois l'cholodom, it's only ruin lishti for him, there's no chiyuv broche. The Levush Yisrot says, from Rashi, it would seem not like that. Rashi says, because you don't even eat it. Boilum sheyevshe l'salkon lechon milugmo b'lovoch. Rashi does not hold like the Rabbeinu Chananel. Rashi says, because you don't even eat it. Rabbeinu Chananel says, well, you do even eat it. There's no necessity of broche. Rashi v'ayistois, you can't make a broche. That is pshat, according to Rashi, and that is pshat according to Rabbeinu Chananel. Hukachin lahakud al b'chosei, afilu yochel avoich adei etchak. Now, v'loi mashmochi, now the Rosh comes up with a third pshat. He dings achsai with Rashi, and sai with Rabbeinu Chananel. The mashme, he says, there are three baraises. There's boilon, pilton, umisalkon. And it would seem, ha'keil the Rosh says, be'inyan echot, they're all the same. She'yivorch aleihem. What is by pilton? You spit it out, you make a broche. Misalkon, you make a broche. Obemidi deloy mamis. So it would seem if the one baraisa said boilon, so it's also the same thing. You swallow it, and then you make a broche. Which broche do you make? A shahakel. You make a shahakel after you swallow it. This is Shitas HaRosh and Shitas HaRaim. Yeah, and what's the lomdus? B'midi d'loi mamis, it's sich rabonu l'ifloi, ulevoch. B'midi d'loi mamis, sitiru l'salkon tzadechot ulevoch. U'b'mashkin sheyevshel b'siluk l'tzadechot, hitiru loi l'ifloi ulevoch. So you swallow it, and then you make a broche. V'loi domi l'ochal v'shochach v'loi birach. Svektach the Rosh, so he's saying Amir de Kechidish, and we're going to have the Gemara Baita Dafnu Nalef, that the Loche is Ochal v'shochach v'loi birich ad shegomar sudosoi, and he finished eating, and then reminds himself he didn't make a moitzi. She'eini mevoch, he doesn't make a moitzi now. D'shani hoche. D'nizkar sh'loi birich bo'oid hamashken bepit. He reminded, oh, the difference between there and here is, over there, he ate already, and b'shas achila forgot b'chlal to make a broche. So when did he remind himself to make a broche? After he ate. That's too late already. Here he reminded himself while it was still in his mouth. The day mektsas, oivel asiyosei, mashenizka, koidam lebliye, elash loihoya yoche leborech. He says he reminded himself koidem the bliya, but then he couldn't make the broche. So he was mechuyev then to make the broche. He was unable to make the broche. So therefore, he makes the broche later. To understand a little the lumdus of this Rosh, I'd like to say over a prisha. The prisha in Simen Kufayin Beis says as follows. B'nizkar ba'oid ha'mashkin b'soich piv, hoyem mechuyev levorech. So there's chalach chiyev on him, but he can't. So memele, so I was mechuyev and I couldn't do it, so then you make it later. The Gemara says the same svore by, we'll see later, by Tvile, a Balkeri, He makes the bracha after the tefillah. He says he's mechuyev in the bracha before the tefillah. He can't make the bracha before, so he makes the bracha afterwards. Ma she'ein kein la'el. That's speaking about when he ate and he forgot. The chol zman hashikche lesser olav teiras chiyuv. So the preacher says something very interesting. When he forgot to make a bracha, his chat is he wasn't mechuyev to make the bracha. Could be we could understand this a little bit with a nesivis. There's a mu'im dik nesivis alzayna melecheisher of Klal Yisrael. Nesivis in Simon Reish Lamed Dalet says if a person is over a shaygig derabonon afa nechuvetan moira dikivach. If a person is over a shaygig kana deraisa afa nechuvetan a shaygig derabonon afa nechuvetan. And the lumdus of the nesivis is as follows. A shaygik in an avera deraisa, if a person eats chazer, b'shaygik, so it's still chazer. So he didn't know about it, that's not mishane, it's a chefzad isur, he ate isur. He didn't know about it, so he didn't know about it. A person eats chelo b'shaygik, he's chayv achatos, but he did a chefzad avera. Adarabonon is not considered an avera. It's not that he did an avera. Bishalakum. Bishalakum is kosher meat. No, the Rabbanan said, don't eat it. So the Isser is for not listening. That's the Aveira. The Aveira is not for eating the meat, it's kosher meat. Chazal, not Mahapach, doesn't become Trefer meat, it's kosher meat. But Chazal said, don't eat this kosher meat. So the Avla is, if I'm aware of it, and I didn't listen to them, so then you are even an Aveira. But if Shad is, if I didn't know that it was Bishalakum, so I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't listen to them. So it would seem from the Nesivis that the whole Issa, all the Darabonims are only when I'm aware of the Darabono. Then I have to listen to them. Kol Zman, I'm not aware. There's no Chiyuv in Gansen. So could be that is Pshat in the Prisha. The Prisha says, the Kol Zman Ashikre Lekre Olav Teiras Chiyuv. There wasn't a Chiyuv Broche. That means B'Shas, when he forgot Gansen about a Broche, there's no Chiyuv Broche whatsoever. So there wasn't chalachiyah broche. After the achil, it's not chalachiyah broche. Here, pshat is if he reminded himself, pshat the mashkin was besoich piv, so chalanim achiyah broche. No, he can't make the broche now. So then he makes the broche afterwards. La aloche, we paskin, not like the raivit. Seems we paskin, raiv rishayinim paskin, and not like the benachanan leader, we paskin like trashi. That it's if it's impossible to make the broche, you swallow without a broche. Now, God, the Mishnah Brura brings down from I think the Magen Avraham that if it's possible to spit out this water and whatever the mashke, and there's different mashke, so then one should do it. This is the only mashke, he shouldn't do it. So then it would seem from Mishnah Berurah that the lomdus is not a lomdus of Baal Tashchis. There's a different lomdus. L'tzeirecha Odom, they were matter to be boileya without a broche. Rashi, I don't know if Rashi means this, because Rashi is shemafsidon. So I don't know if Rashi doesn't, Rashi seems the ikir sornis, he's mafsid the mashke, not that he won't have what to drink. Poyotan, b'midi d'loy mamis, b'mesh enosnu b'piv, v'yochal arzeh l'ochloy. That is poylet. B'midi d'loy mamis, nami l'omali l'poyotan, l'salkina l'tzadechot. So the Gemara says, y'molei pisi l'osech. Boi minei mirav chizde. Now we have a Gemara, which is really, the way the Masha says, Pshat and Rashi, is a very difficult Gemara to understand. But let's first learn the Gemara and Rashi, and then we'll see if we could understand something about it. Boi minei merav chizde. Mi she'ochal v'shoso v'loi birach. A person ate and drank, and he did not make a brocha rishayne. Ma'u she'yarzer v'yivorech. Ma'u she'yarzer v'yivorech. Should he make now a brocha? So let us see the Goyin as a Gilson Rashi. This is Apia Barsho. Ma she yarse ve yivorech, be'emtza achilo shtiyah. This is the Rashi, with the last line of Rashi when, before it gets smaller. Ma, with the small bases. Ma she yarse, so the Goyin says, be'emtza achilo shtiyah. the Gemara has a shaila. We'll see the Masha Zicha learns like that. That the person, he's eating, and in the middle he reminds himself that he didn't make a bracha. Should he make a bracha now? Masha Yavzer V'yavarev. Amalahu. So he told them, see, we don't understand the shaila. This is the chashrek. What's there to ask? So he told them, Mi she'ochal shum v'reichai noidev yarze v'yoichal shum achvei she'reichai noidev. A person had garlic and he has there's a bad odor coming out from his mouth. She should continue eating garlic. Yeah. So what is he telling me? You should make a broche. He didn't make a broche then. Let him make a broche now. So we really don't appreciate the shaila, the teretz, metamoshel, metshum. Okay. Weiter gegangen. Omar Ravine. Hilka, Chabasim's Ravina was not spoiled. Oh, Hilka, Chosi Amer de Kerash. Hilka, if that's the case, that he makes the broche in the middle of the Sude, Afilu Goma Sudosa Yarza Vyavor. So, I'll tell you a big Yechidish. Afilu, he ended the Sude, he also makes a broche. The Sanye, Toval Va'ole, a person tabled himself, Va'ole Oima Bali Yosai Bocha Shekichonu B'mitzvaysov, Betzivonu ala tefila. You make a broch on the tefila after. So, since you said you make in the middle of the Suda, so now I'll pay. You can make it right at the end of the Suda also. V'loihi, ha'sami kore gavre loichozi. No, it's not zustelze tefila. Tefila before he wasn't roi bechlal to make a broche. Loichozi ha'chav, mi kore gavre chozi. Here, the person was chozi to make a broche. The gavre was chazi. So since the gavre was chazi to make a brocha, hoyel ve'itche yitchen. Since the brocha was nitche, you can't make a brocha anymore. So the Gemara dinks with Ravina's sushtel. Now let us see Rashi. Yavzer v'yoichel shum acher kedei sheyasriach Yosef kloimar Yosef al silchaynoi v'yase brocha lebatola. We'll see the Marsha's moichik. So it's not a brochel of Atola because it's in the middle of the Suda. Now, Misha Ochal, it's a Seder, I should like a Seder here. Misha Ochal v'shosa v'loi birech, he did not make a broche de lefneim, koi. It's speaking on the broche rishoine. And Rashi says, abirchas ha-moitzi or birchas ha-yayin. Also very modern. Rashi didn't want to say it's speaking about, cheese and milk. Or eggs and milk, Rashi says it's a moitzi in yayin. Oichet interessant. Let's go a little further. Hilkach. Kiven de im nizkar be'emtza. Yochel levorech. Since you said that if he reminded himself in the middle of the Sude, he can make a broche. Afilu gomal sudos inam yochel levorech. Afilu he ended the Sude, he also make a broche. Alatvile, al mafogav de tovol havi broche. Even though he was tovol himself, it's still considered a broche. Hosam, we'll come back to the Rashi. Hosam ikara leichozi, the roiv tvilois mishim keri heim. The roiv tvilois are keri, ubali keri in asurim bebroche, shem debrei toik, and I'm reading a peg mishim meisoi. So memeila vedichi mikore, if the gabra was dochi mikore, lav dichiu. Ulachim misake nada mevorach. Avol hai, this person mikori irze, vikivin, the gomre itri, vahoyel ve itri, this a lomdus of dichi, nire ve nitra, oyel ve itri. Now let us see the Marsha. Then let us go back to Rashi. The Marsha says, the Marsha had this girse, Yosef al Sochayne v'yase brochel of Atole, ad kan l'shoynoi. No, tois nofel b'peirish Rashi, b'mashe peirish v'yase brochel of Atole. De'im kabonis Rav Chizde d'loi yavzer v'yevorech. If he means, if the shayla was, after the eating, it wasn't b'emtza suda, it was after the suda, and he said he did one aveire that he ate without a broch, he should do a second aveire to make a brochel of Atole. Im kavonas Rav Chizul Yarzer Vivoch, my komalo Ravina Hilkach, Ravina brought a raya from him, you do make a broch. He just said you don't make a broch. He did one of, if the Meduba speaking about after the student, he says you shouldn't make a broch. So what did Ravina pop up and say? You should make a broch. גם אין המושל דיימר לנמשו, אבל כבונס ורב חיסדה דיאבזה ויבורך אם לא יגום עליך. That was the שאלה. The שאלה was, he didn't finish eating, שרינה מקה ברוך. והשת המושל דיימר לנמשו, וכי משום שלוי בירך כבר על שאוכל ששוכח, if he did not make a broche on the previous achila, Yosef al sulchayne shlo yevoich al masha yoichol oit, ala koma rabin l'shapir. So the Marsha says, now we understand the moshul very good. He says, the moshul, if a person did something wrong by eating shum, he should not continue eating shum. So that's the moshul. If he ate the first half of the suda, bemsa suda, bemsa achila, v'shtiyah, that the goyin says. If the first half of the achila, he didn't make a brochish, he should make a broch on the second half. So that's al kaponim how the Marsha and the goyin seem to learn shat m'rash. No, the shayla is, it's the chashrek, what's the shayla, and what's the moshul? And then the Ravina says, a hilkach. Now let us see again the loshen of Rashi. We don't appreciate the shayla. Al kaponim the teretz, we understand, but shizicha make a brocha. Let us see the loshen of Rashi. Kivin de imniskar be'emtza yochel levorech. Now, is that the right thing to say, yochel levorech? You hear what Rashi says? He may make a broche. That's all the Gemara said. He asked the Mashaila, should he make a broche? So he said, he may make a broche. Yochel levor. That's Rashi didn't say chayiv levor. Yochel levor. So memeila, filugom asodos, inami yochel levor. Ravina learned from Rav Chisde, if you could make a broche be'emtza sude, you could make a broche la'acha sude. Fine. So we don't know what's flying here. Abul Kaponim, Ravina said, we can make Benzi, you can make afterwards also. Desanye, then he brings Zaraya. You just said a hilkach. What do you need a desanye for? You just said, Rav Chisda said, you can make a broche b'emtza. So he said, no, you can make Benzi, you can make Besayf also. So you brought a raya from Rav Chisda. Then all of a sudden you bring a raya from Tvila. So why do you need Rav Chisda? Why do you need Rav Chisda? So Rashi says, "Af gav de tovol have broche." So what's tutzach do? It's a very shver gemore. Is lulei de mistafine? I saw the emek broche says a bissel an andere nekude, but more or less he mentions me'ain that this is what I'd like to say. We learned in the beginning of Ketzad Mevorchim that b'chi of broche rishayne. We learn that from a Kal Vachomer. Kshu sova mevorech, kshu ro b'loi kolshke. Taisva says the whole thing is upset. The Rabbonim is not a real Kal Vachomer. From Rade Arayis, from Rashi in Ketzad Mevorchim, the Rosh Yosef says the Rashi held it is a real Kal Vachomer. In fact, it's a limud that kshu sova mevorech, kshu ro b'loi kolshke. He says, if the Svi is a Machayev levorech, so the Ra'ovain is zichra a Machayev levorech. There's a Machayev. And could be it's mechuyev min ha-toyre. Kal vachomer zasvora, could be it's mechuyev min ha-toyre. The broche rishayne, not like Taisis. Taisis says it's not a kal vachomer, it's only a drabona. But could be, according to Rashi, the chiyev broche is min ha-toyre. That's Yisai Dalav. And that's why could be Rashi mentioned only birchas ha-meitzim, birchas ha-yayin, birchas gmosas ochal v'shosa, so birchas ha-meitzim, the chiyev broche ha-choyne is a deraise, birchas ha-yayin, also, this Rishonim that hold that Me'ein Sholosh is Adaraisa. For Rashi, what Eichadah is given is Adaraisa. So we're speaking about now the Brocha Rishonah, which is also Adaraisa. Be'emtza Sudosa is a very interesting case. What's the case? The case is, we have a Kal Vachomer Kshusova Mevor Kshurov Loi Kolshke. What if a person is in the middle of a Suda? He's not Sova and he's not Rov. So Be'etzim, Minat Teire, there's no Chiyah Broch anymore. Min ha-teire is no chiyev broche, because we have two mechayvim. The teire said, Svi is a mechayev, but if I'm in the middle of the suda, I'm not sover, so min ha-teire, I'm not mechayev to make a broche, so I'm not a sover. A rov, I'm also not. So I don't have a mechayev over here. So is there any to make a broche min ha-teire without a mechayev? So he says, Yochel, you can make a broche. This says, even there's no mechayev, you don't have a mechayev of Svi, you don't have a mechayev of Rovin, you can make a broche. In fact, that's the marshal. That means, if you would have made the bracha before, the bracha would be chal on the whole achila. So, Meir, since you didn't make it before, so the rest of the achila should be eaten without a bracha. That's why you could make a bracha. You could make, there's no chiv to make a bracha, because there's not minatera, there's no chiv. Sviya, and then there's no sviya, no oven. But on kaponim, you could make a bracha. So we're not speaking about that bracha. That bracha we once mentioned, the Shitas Rabbeinu Yoina, and if Rashi holds like this is gewaldig, Rabbeinu Yoina holds that on a chotzi shir, you do not make a bracha meforetes. That means if you eat a chotzi shir of pas, anything, you make a shahako. There's no, the whole din bracha meforetes, the din hilul, which is in existence by bracha, that's that if there was an achila. If there wasn't an achila, as also lodom lehonis boilam azeh beloi bracha, that inyan, that you make a shahako. The inyan that you make brachas, that's that you make a bracha, a moitzi, a boire pri agofen, these inyanim, this is only if you have a kizayis. Or you have a shir, that means if there's no achila, you won't make a dos. So memela, a shahakel could be yimachuyiv to make. There's no shayla about it. But we're speaking about to make a moitzi, be'emtza suda, to make a bere priya gofen, be'emtza ashtiyah. That is our shayla over here. And that was the shayla, and he told them, yochel levorich, could make a broche. There's no chiyu, because it's not so ve not ro, abo yochel levorich. Could be that's why Rashi also said, lechem and yayin, if you'll have cheese and milk, a shakel yizicha make. And a shakel that wasn't a shayl, as the din osi lon, lehodnes boilem asem aloi broche. A shakel yizicha make, the shayl is imichuif to make a moitzi and a bay priya gofen, and could be it's a deraisa dike broche. That is for sure, that I found the emek broche. The emek broche that Rabbeinu said, Hilkach, afilu gomal sudose, Rabbeinu is speaking about the din of broche, not the din osalonis, lord of lehonis, b'elam azebeloi broche. That iser is zicha, only if the broche is said before. That's for Falun, he was zicha nene beloi broche. He's clarifying about a shayla, he says, the chi of broche that there is. If one kechaparain, the chi of broche, after he ate, nishtel the tzutza bichas ha-mitzvahs, which also there's a din broche, not a din osa lahonis. Just like there's a din broche by mitzvahs, there's a din broche by bichas ha-nenin also. That with Ravine needed to figure out his halacha, from two mekayres, he started off with a hilkach, and then he said the sanya, is because b'emesin it's no tzushtel to tvila. Tvila d'aloche is l'chatchila, that's the zman abroche. The zman is toval v'ola oime b'aliyosei. L'chatchila you make the broche then. By a birchas and then the zichanat the zman abroche. Ashein it tzushtel he made from achila to tvila. But he just wanted to make a different raya. Rashi says what the raya was. Alma avagav de toval havi broche. He wanted to say, is it shayach to make a broche on something that occurred already? So memeila, for tvila, you see, you could do such a thing. But here, by tvila, that's the zmana broche taka. But if you can make a broche on a dover she'oval, so then mistome, you could make a broche by chil also on a dover she'oval. No, the shayla is, there's no chiv to make such a broche. That's right, there's no chiv. But since Rav Chisda said, Yochel Levorech, one can make a broche, even though there's no chiyiv, so afterwards is also Yochel Levorech. I can also make a broche. Perhaps that's pshat in the Gemara, a very shveri Gemara. Let us see Tosfos. Mikore gavre loichosi. Teimes, Tosfos asks, Valoi tomei, einoi osa levorech. What's that he's loichosi, he cannot make a broche, tomei. Is permitted to make brachas. Bekunteres perish the bali kerien asurim bedivrei teire. Bal keri is also, so maybe it's speaking about a tvil of a bal keri. V'yesh loyme. And Taisva says, maybe it's a different teres. The mairi betvilas gerin. It's speaking about a ger. Umnei oise tvilo, it's rich lechol shal tviris lavorech lacha tvilo.
So Taisus and Psachim explains this a little better. Taisus and Psachim brings in the Bein Hananel, a ger cannot make a bracha before the tefila. Why can he make a bracha before the tefila? Because how can he say Asher kichanu b'mitzvoisa v'tzivonu? He how can say v'tzivonu as the chagoy? So mainly he can't make the bracha before. So mainly he has to make the bracha later. So mainly the Masakan all chay v'tefilas make mishum lesser the ger. I once had a kasha on the Rabbeinu Hananel. Rabbeinu Hananel is very nice. He can't make a bracha v'tzivonu before. Because he's a goy. A goy is in mitzvah and mitzvahs. Fine. Tabled himself. But, so, now he's a yid. This mitzvah of geiris, a yid also doesn't have this mitzvah. How could a yid make this mitzvah? A yid is the mitzvah as a goy zog tabling, is that with tzivanu? A yid hat nicht die mitzvah. This mitzvah is only by a goy. And if there's no tzivanu by a goy, how could a yid make a broche with tzivanu? How can he make it? It's not a Yiddish. It's a goyish mitzvah, but a goy can't make mitzvah. But it's not a Yiddish mitzvah. How can a Yid say, Ashakichonu be mitzvaysa mitzvah? A Yid hat nishna mitzvah. Now, it could be, we find there are three inyonim, four inyonim, that is an inyon of tvile. There's an inyon of tvile of tume, that we know. Tmeim table themselves. There's an inyan, isha nide is muteres labailo after the tvila. So a heter is chal after the tvila. There's a din of tvilas kalem. There's a din of tvilas geiros, and there's a din tvila an erzerua by a bal tshuva. Let's speak about all these dinei tvila. Rab Shimon, babikame, simin yudalid, there's a big machlokes achronim, but Rab Shimon says, ha'ore, he says that a mikveh is not a tikkun haklali. A mikveh creates tahara. That's what we see. So how is it that a nida becomes mutter labayla after the tvila? So Rab Shimon, it's Rab Shimon's son, says, machiach from that the iser nida is derived from the tumas nida. They're not too different than yonim. There's a iser nida and a tumas nida. Kval de kenaf kemine. If als tumme yo paskin sofik tumme bishu sarab mesveike toyer, if there'll be an iser nide. Al kaponim, there's a shmeitze and a lady buda that speak about this shayla. And the barab shimin tain is that no, there's no two things, that an iser nide and a tumme nide. The iser nide, the toyer said, the tumme nide shaft an iser. But the iser is derived from the tumme. The mikveh takes off tumas, the mikveh takes off tumme. So if the tumme nide becomes toil, semela she's muta labaila. That's all tumas. Tumas kalim, tvilas kalim. So the Gemara learns out in Avodah Zarah, it says v'toher. And that's a makir, tvilas kalim. The Chashulchan brings down, it's yotza mitumas akum v'nichnas l'kdushas Yisrael. There's a tumas akum that, that's why you're not allowed to use a keli that belonged to a goy. It's not a tumas maga, it's a tumah that, of the bailus, that would belong to a goy, that creates a tumah. It's the bailus akum creates a tumah. The tvila takes off this tumah. There's a meiridike erzerua. The erzerua says that a person that does tshuva, tafsech tevlin, because he did aveiris. So the tumas sa'ovain, the oven is metame, he says. He brings an oven for Rav Nosson. So, but it's not ma'akiv the tshuva, but he should table himself in the mikveh. As I said, a tshuva from the Erzerua, because the aveira is metame, he should table himself. So again, by all these three things, the mikveh does one thing. A mikveh takes off tumme. It could be from a sheretz, from a meis, from an aveira, from a goy, but a mikveh takes off tumme. That's the koyach of a mikveh. The din tvila of a ger is also the same thing. That fakel before, if the keli has a din of tumas akum, so memela the goy alein is enlocha tumas akum gdoyla mizu, the tvila takes off tumas akum. The broche that is made, I couldn't find clearly, but dachsime, the broche is ashekichonu b'mitzvoisa v'tzivonu ala tvila. There's one mitzvah of tvila. There's a mitzvah of tvila. That means whenever there's an instance of tumah, you meisel, there's a mitzvah of tvila, if the tvila took off the tumah, you make a broche. If this would be a special tvila and geirus, tvila machta, agoyfar ager, then I have a kashe. So the kashe is, well, this mitzvah is nicht kein jüdische mitzvah, yid hat nicht der mitzvah. It's not a special mitzvah. It's all, this mitzvah is tvila. Whenever there is a tumme involved, there's a mitzvah litva loser as a tumme. And a yid hat doch der mitzvah ichet. So grad, by him there was a tumas akum, and it came off to the tvila, he can make a mitzvah while a tvila, while the mitzvah ta yidaych. Efshe. V'chein b'netilash yadayim. Now Taisva says, by netilash yadayim, we also make the broche afterwards. Why do we make the broche afterwards? Shepa'omim adam bo mi beis hakise. V'ein adam roi leborech ad la'achar netilah. No gom levorach kol shabiches yadayim la'ach al netilah. He says they were misakin the broch al netilah yadayim afterwards because sometimes a person is not going to make al netilah yadayim before because he came from a beis hakise. I also had a shtikel ha'ore on this toisvis. There's a whole tumul in Shulchan Aruch. What should one do if one went out from a beis hakise and is holding to wash? What should one do? So there's a tremendous problem. There's a problem that the Seder HaBroches, if he makes a Sheyotzal first, so it's a hefsek between the Netila and the Al Netila Shedayim. If he makes a Sheyotzal later, so it's a hefsek between the Bichas Netila and the Moitzi. So there's a big problem what to do. So it comes out, with the Mechaber, the Mishnah Brura, says, L'chatchilo, what should one do? Well, if a person went to the bathroom, he should wash his hands without a keli. That's the halacha. He should wash his hands without a keli. Make a brocha asher yotzal. He's still mechuyev b'netila. Then he makes the brocha. Then he washes with a keli. Makes a brocha al netila shedai. That's what one should do. That is the preferable thing. The Mechaber says a different eitzah, which you saw this also the same thing. You make a netila rishoyne, which is not koshal and netila shedayim, you make asher yotz, and then you make a netila shniyeh, and then you make al netila shedayim. So l'chayre, it is very interesting. So Taisva said, that means l'chayre, if a person makes al netila shedayim as bomi beis hakisei, he never washes his hands the same time. I mean, the halach is, yes, if a person is bomi beis hakisei, he doesn't wash his hands. He says, I'll tell you shedayim later because maybe his hands are tummy. If his hands are tummy, he has to do something else before the netila shedayim. So a mailer, so he deserves to succumb to the netila shedayim, his hands are toya. It's very interesting what Taisva said. Mishnah Brura says if a person doesn't have enough water, so Mishnah Brura says then one should make one netila, make first on the tila shedayim and then asher yotza. There's a cheshbon. You could, but the yavid you could put asher yotza to be mafsek between the netila and the moitzi. So kaponim, it would seem that is shitas ha'toisus lechatchila, or else it's very shver. If toisus lechatchila, there's another eitzah, and that's what one should do. So you never have a problem. So you never have a problem that b'shasta netila is abomi beis hakise. When he's abomi beis hakise, his hands have to be taken care of before the netila side by side. Zok to Gemara weiter. Tana rabbonu. Aspargus. Now, aspargus was a concoction made out of cabbage that was soaked in wine or another alcoholic beverage or beer. And it was, now we're going to see the milus and the cheschoinus of this aspargus. Tana rabbonan. Aspargus yofal alei, v'toiv lei naim, v'cholshken libnei mehaim. For rogel boy, and a person who takes it religiously each morning, yofal lechol gufoy. V'amishtaker emenu, but if a person takes, since we say there is a mixture of alcoholic beverages involved, either beer or wine, kosher lechol gufay. It can have not too good effects. B'diktoni yofel aleif, if it's yofel aleif, mechlal de becham raskinen. So it seems we're speaking about aspargus that is made with wine. B'diktoni v'cholshkein livnei me'ayin. So we're saying that this aspargus that is made with wine is good for the bnei ma'ayin. Basanya lelat yofe, lelamat kosher. later we'll see it goes on Leiv Ayin, and the Remat goes on the Memes Meayim, so I'll upon him. So if it's good for the Leiv, it's bad for the Meayim. So the Gemara says, Kisanya hi b'miyushin. Yushin is good for the Meayim also. Kedisnan, koinem yayim shani toyin, shayayin kosh l'vnei Meayim, omr loiv alei miyushin yofu l'vnei Meayim, v'shosak. So the din is, they have the Goyin's Gilsa, so the Goyin says, Mutter b'miyushin. So it's like a Mutter b'miyushin. It didn't mean ta'asa miyushin. God, I saw a meredic evolve from the Ben Yodan, the Gemara we learned yesterday. We learned the Gemara Mamshichim Yayin b'tzinoires, it was a simen toiv that there used to be Moshech Yayin. So the Ben Yodan says, what's the simen toiv? He says, Yayin, the older it gets, the better it is. This is a simen pad, the ziva goes like this, they get fit up with one the other, the border together. Now, so Zayin is Evi Yayin. So Zayin, the older, the better. That's the, so Abu Miyushin is good for the Bnei Ma'ayim Pals. Zogt Rashi. Aspargus kaisha yishoysin b'chol boiker alibe reikone l'refua. The Bacham Raskina, the Mrina l'kama b'shmaiten, aspargus l'lat yofe, b'kimne b'shel yayin. B'simin lat, leiv, ayin, t'chol. V'cholshken l'bnei ma'ayim, kushi, klayme, b'dacham roktoni, v'cholshken l'bnei ma'ayim, v'sayin y'l'kama l'remat, koshe aspargus, shel yayin. Besimin remat, roish me'ayim tachtoinies. Kisanyi dektoni v'choshkul b'nei me'ayim b'yayim v'yushin shol gimul shonim. Kedisnam b'boba basra, yoshin m'shalishtake, there's a year old m'yushin shol sholishon. Koinem yayin shani toyim, koinem kehegdish, koinem is a loshin kolben or hegdish, kehegdish yehei olai yayin shani toyim. So the loch is as vos, that, so he told them that m'yushin is good. So he's mutter b'm'yushin. Tano Rabbonon Shisha Dvorim Nemoru Baspargus. Now, we're going to see these six things. Sometimes you put two together, they should add up to six. The brain makes the cheshbon. But these six things seem very queer, very odd. The Sifse Chachomim brings from the Oruch, and the Oruch brings from Rav Haigoin, that these anhogis were because Bisman Chazal, there were Shchiach, Shadim, and so this aspargus had many halachas to avoid not to become genizik from them. Bismaneinu Rav Haigoin says we don't have this, so we don't know what's flying, so it's not negeyos. But Bisman Chazal, these anhogis were very important. Tana Rabon, Shisha Dvorim Nemru Baspargus, Ein Shoisin Oisoi Elok Shuhu Chai. Number one, it has to be chai, not mozuk. Umole, this already is already dinim for not, this is already moruchni is the kedinim. Umole, mekabloi b'yemin, he picks it up with the right hand, v'sheiseyu b'smoil. V'ein mesichen achov, and you don't speak afterwards. V'ein mafsikin boy, and even though the halacha is when a person drinks a mashke, He shouldn't be a gargaron, he should take two sips by a revius. But this aspargus, you have to drink it out in one gulp. The one who handed it to him, he has to return it to him. And afterwards, he should spit out. If he feels saliva in his mouth, he should spit out. This is a sakon. And afterwards, you eat, the thing that you eat afterwards is the same mean of this asparagus. We'll see in a minute what that means. So the Gemara says we learned that afterwards you don't eat mina, you don't eat the mean of the asparagus, you eat pas. So the Gemara says, loy kasha, ho bide chamre, ho bide shikha. Let us see Rashi. Elo chai, yayin chai she'enei mozik. Ein mafsikim boy, elo sheiseyu bebasachas. He drinks it in one gulp. Vein seim chenoisei lechel achov miyad, elo beminoi. Bedechamre, smichosei bepas. Bedechikre, smichosei beminoi. Im sheicher teinem, seim chay beteinem. Im shel tmorimu, seim chay betmorim.
Uh, So now, so it comes out, if this Baraisa says that ain't Seimchen Oisai Elo Beminoi, so this Baraisa is speaking about Aspargus of Sheichel, not Aspargus of Chamra, Zekim Tachois. So it's very modern. Rashi said in the beginning, Ein Shoisen Oisai Elo Kshulchai Yayin Chai. Yayin Man Bechar Shmei. We're not speaking about Yayin, we're speaking about Sheichel. So it's very interesting why Rashi demand Yayin. Let's go further. Tani Chode, Lelat Yofe, Leremat Koshe. Tanya Idoch, Leremat Yofe, Lelat Koshe. Loi Kashe, Obe de Chamre, Obe de Shikre. Tani Chode, Rok Achrov Loike. If he'll spit out afterwards, so he'll get sick from that. Fakert, he should hold the saliva in his mouth. V'tanya idoch loy rok achrav loike. Loy kashe, ho bedechamre, ho bedeshikre. Sarashi says, loike b'choyli, bedechamre loy yorik. Bedeshikre im loy rok, mayim haboim b'piv achrav, it is not spit out the saliva, loike he'll get sick. So again, so this Baraisa says, V'rok achrov. Again, it's talking about Shikra. We have two Raises talking about Shikra, because it says Rok achrov, and it says, Haimchen oisai b'minoi. Omar Ravashi, Hashta da amret, loy rok achrov, loy, that there should be, should spit out the saliva, Satulu is oime b'fnei hamelech, he also should do it, Yorek va'al yistakin. Oma Rabbi Yishmoel ben Alisha, Shloisha Dvorim, Sochli, Suriel, Saraponim. Al Titel Chalukho Bishachis Miyada Shamish Vitilbash. You should not take your beged from the Shamish, it should not hand it to you. Val Titel Yodecha Mimi Shaloinot Al Yodot. Here the Magna Avraham says, Epsesasvore Vehiza Toir Al Atomei. So a person Shaloinot Al Yodot is not Bekoyech Letayer. Valtarzer kois aspargis alamisha nosnaloch. Mibnei, she tachsefis, va omrilo estalgenis, shalmalachi chabolo, mitzapim loilo odom, this is va omrim, emesayove odom, lide echot, pidvorim halolo, viyilochet. Zatrashi, Suriel malachoshev lovoy lifnei hamelech, al titol chalukcho shachis mead ha-shamish, ala'ata ba'atzmo taleyu mimokim shusham v'til b'shenu. Tachsefish, shem chabur ha-shedim, istalgenis, shem chabur ha-smalachi chavole. Eimis ayovi odom lidei echad min avoyim alolo v'yulochet, Rabbi Shmuel olol rekiya yidei shem, bebraise demase makov, Rashi wants to explain how he got in touch with this malach. Zogte Gemara weiter. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Shloisha Dvorim Sochli Malach Hamovis. This he heard from the Malach Hamovis. Al Tito Chalukcha Shachris Miyad HaShamish, Petilbash. Val Tito Yodecha Mimish Leinot Al Yod. A third Indian, Val Tamoid Lefnei HaNoshim Bisho Shechiz Reis Min HaMeis. Noshim that are going back from a Levaya, Al tamid lifnei hanoshim, mimnei shani merakeid ubo lifneim, v'chalbi biyodi, v'yeshli rishus l'chabel. The Ben Yoyoda says, why the Malach HaMoves psizdavke bifnei hanoshim? He says, could be because Chave brought misa lo'ilom. Chave was the one that was mechanech the Malach HaMoves. So memele, se ben akum do'av dervel, tegeit epes azoi lifnei hanoshim. So memele, and it seems, Sameir de Keloshin, Shani Meraki de Bo Lifneim, Vechalbi Biyodi, Vieshli Rishus Lachabo. Vipoga Maita Kante, what if he's walking and all of a sudden he bumps into a Chabura from Noshim, which Achoiz Reis Min Ameis, is Linshev Miduchte Arba Ameis. He should walk 4 Ameis away. He should jump 4 Ameis away. He Iken Nare Levri, should go over the Nor, if it's possible. The Ben Yoda says, Mayim is chesed, so that's a good hefsek. V'ika darka achine, leizel bo. You should go to a different derech. V'ika gude, if there's a wall, leika achoyre, let him stand behind the wall.
when these noshim are passing. Eloi lahadar ape b'leime v'yemer Hashem el asotin yigar b'cho Hashem yigar Hashem b'cho asotin v'yigar ad d'chol feminei. Ad d'chol feminei should say it as long till they pass by. That means Kozman, they're saying it. So Kozman, they're walking by him, he should say this posik. The Ben Yehuda says this ches yud tevis there oisi is chai. So these ches yud tevis are very good. Yiga Hashem b'chol asotin. This is a very good connected to Malach HaMavis. Gude Koiso. Look the Gemara weiter. Omar Rab Zeire, Omar Rab Abo, Vomri lo b'mas nise, Tano asore dvorim nemru b'koi shel broche. There are 10 halachis which were said b'koi shel broche. Ton hadoche u'shtife. That's hadoche mibachutz, shtifa mibifnim. Chai. It should be yayin chai. Umolei. Ito v'ito. We'll see later what these two things mean. Noitloi b'shtayodov. V'noisnoi b'yamin. U'magbioi minakar ketefach. V'noisn ein of boy. V'yesh oimrim af mishagroi b'matone la'anshei b'esoi. That after the Birchas Hamozein, he shays it from the koi, so he sends it l'ishtoi that she also should be taken from the koi shel broch. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, onu ein lonu ela arbo bilvat. We don't have all 10. Onu ein lonu ela arbo bilvat, adoch shtife chai umole. Yeah. Tone hadoche mibifnim ushtifa mibachutz. Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol ha-mavorech al kois molei noisnum loi nachlo b'li mitzorim. Yizoychet ha-nachlo b'li mitzorim shenema u-molei v'yez ha-kois molei birchas Hashem yom v'dorim yirosha. We'll see. Yeah. Rabbi Yosi b'achanina ima zoyche v'noichol shnei oilomim. Ha-oilom hazeh v'oilom abo. Itur. What does ito mean? Is a machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda ma'atreyu b'talmidim. That b'shas he was mevorech, there were talmidim that used to crown him, they surrounded him b'shas the broche. You make a broche l'kois, one should be mesuvah b'talmidim. Rav Chizda ma'atalei b'natli. Used to be ma'atar the kois shel broche with other koises around it. There were other cases that surrounded this Kaisha Broch. There are a few Gilsois here, but let us say, hey, see, the Goy means not the Gilsois. The Gilsois as follows. Chai, what is the Taish Chai? Omar Avsheishes Ad Birchas Ha'oretz. That means, we had learned before the Gemara Dafnuna Medbeis. The Gemara says that, Beidem Chachomim L'Rabalozo, that even though they hold you can make a boire priagofana and yayin chai, but moidim chomer ablozer bekoisho broche, shem mevorchen olav achitin lesoichay mayim. And here it says that it should be chai. So Taisa said before that fakert. So the kois is chai till birchas haoretz. By birchas haoretz, you're moizik it. Itof. What is the taich itov? Rav Pope ma'atev v'yosef. Und Rav Pope benched ala kois, he was ma'atev. Rav Asi por a sudra al reisha, he put a sudra on his head. Hagavuche de mishtaburun simen kuf pei gimel brings down from the Mogen Avrom that every Yerushamayim does not bench with a kapel, he benches with a hat. And others, they go and put on a jacket also by the benching. And this is be'etzem, the din itov. So even though the din itov was only mentioned when a person is mevorach ala kois, but the minig is that even when one is mevorach shaloi ala kois, he makes itov. Noitloi b'shtei yodov. Omer rabchinen abar pope, maikro, su'u yedeichem kodesh uvorchu es Hashem. The noisnei liyamin. And then he puts it into the right hand. Omar Rabchiya Baraba, Omar Rabbi Yochanan.
Rishonim shalu, smoil mal shetesayeya liyamin. The machlokes apoiskim, if smoil mal shetesayeya liyamin means if it's holding the kois, then there's a shayla. But if the, only the right hand is holding the kois and the left hand is supporting the yad, not the kois, there's no shayla. Or they say that's also a shayla. Aval kaponim smoil mal shetesayeya liyamin bishas broche. The Rishonim got the Shaila. Omar Ravashi, Hoyul v'Rishonim iboilu v'lo yivshitlu, and they weren't poishit, anan neved l'chumre. So, we will do l'chumre, and fakert, we will not be misayeya. The Goyin explains, we'll see in Taisvis, but the Goyin explains, it's very interesting. The Rishonim am geklar ta Shaila, it seems they weren't machmer. What did the Rishonim do? The Rishonim, it seems, did not do l'chumra. So the Goyin explains as follows. That be'etzem, in the Baraisa we learned, there were 10 halachas. And later the Gemara says that ein lonu ala dalet. Omar Rabbi Yochanan ono ein lonu ala arbo bilvad. So it means like this. In the Baraisa, Asorat Vorim Nemru Bekois, and we hold there's only four. We'll see in Taisus, even though we hold there's only four, but we do the other things also. But what's the chilik between us and the Baraisa? The Baraisa held that all 10 things are Likuva. And we hold only four things are Likuva, but the other things are Hid the Baum. So Memele, Zukta Goyin Azoi. Let's see the last taste of this, and then we'll explain it a little better. Smoil mal shei tesaye liyamin. The kaisais gedolos mairi. Talking about a big kais. Talking about a chazanisha sheir, a briske sheir, a big kais. And he can't hold it with the right hand. Oi, maybe it's not such a big kais. Baroish chaydes teves shechaliyes b'shabes shehu b'chaneke. Help. But there's a big benching. See, al kaponim, Balei Taisusin knew that when a Kohen duchens, when he has to hold up his hands, to hold up a kois for a lange benchen, it's very interesting. You need your left hand already to help you. Oy bin isuin, other a third case, v'tzorech laharich bibirchas amozen. Now what Arichas was by the Nisun, Taisus doesn't mean the Dvai Hoser, because for some of the Mislan the Balei Taisusin didn't say Dvai Hoser. And someone who's married by Hosser isn't as long as Ritzei. And Taisus only made a long bench in by Rosh Chodesh Tevis. So it seems from Taisus that the one who benched are Mechabedim with the Sheva Brochus, it seems. So Memele, this is a different case. It's a different case. It's not this case. Takabei Modern, if I stay, Takanish Pshat and Taisus. I mean, this is a different case. You have the same problem. His hand is tired from the Sheva from the benching. Now I can't say the Sheva Brochus. Al Korponim. So the Goyin says Pshat and Taisvis as follows. So the Goyin says as follows. If it's a small kois and a small benching, so be'etzim it's zeyochel. So he can hold it with his right hand. So memele, so then it's a messiah shein by mamish. A messiah shein by mamish, so there's no shayla, so it's golnish. There's no shayla. The whole shayla is if it's zey neyochel v'zey neyochel. That's the whole shayla. He can't hold it with the right hand. He needs the left hand also. That's called Messiah b'smoil. He needs two hands to hold the kois. A tois is a gemutzit viyot v'nazah kois that you can't hold with your right hand. Tois tach machan an akim tesah kois. Godul, reish chaydish, shechali is b'shabes. Achvonim, that's pshat and toises. So memele, so what is the shayla? So the shayla is, I can't hold the kois with my right hand. So the shayla is, what do you do? So either I hold it with both hands, or if that's the wrong thing to do, so what do I do? So I don't pick it up. I mean, that's the shayla. I can only hold it with two hands. Either I hold it with two hands, or I don't pick it up. Zukta goyin azoy.
That the Rishonim, they held Hagbos HaKois is ma'akev b'diyevet. That's, they held this Asorah Dvorm, it's ma'akev b'diyevet.
So they have a shayla what to do. So the shayla is, whatever you do, what they shouldn't pick it up. So maybe it's wrong, maybe you could be Messiah.
They didn't know what to do. They couldn't be poshut to shayla. If you don't know, neved l'chumre means
you won't pick it up. That they also couldn't do. Maybe you mechuyev to pick it up.
So memele, they didn't know what to do. But by us, the whole agbo is only a hidur baum. It's not likuvah because we hold only four things. So by us, we won't pick it up, Taki. Muhammad Nasofik, maybe you shouldn't be Messiah Bismail, so we won't pick it up. But the Rishonim couldn't do that.
Now let us see Rashi.
So Rashi, Hadoch Ashtife, Kulam Mefarsh Lvozl. Minakarki, Margabi Karki, Hesef. Pi Margabi Shulchan, Magbiya Mina Shulchan. The Matone, Derech, Doirin, Vachshivis. He sends it to his wife,
Chshivis, lanshei beisoi liishtoi.
Chai, shemoizgai b'mayim, la'acher, shenosnoi b'kois chai.
You put it into the kois, and later you moizig it.
Avloboi chol of chai, hamol me masnis na mevolchin, you moizig it. Inami chai, lovioi minachovis lishmoi. Ameir adikazach, that it should not be, so Rashi says that you should bring it from the chavis where it was stored, where you stored the wine, you should bring it from the chavis l'shem birchas hamozen. It should not pshat is wine was brought to the tish mizol trinken. And we finished eating, now we'll use it for birchas hamozen. It has to be brought l'shem birchas hamozen. L'shmoy. Ameir adikazach.
About kaponim, we learn from this, if wine was poured for a different purpose, and now he shouldn't use it for koish or bichas hamozen. Kaponim, the Rama says that we don't have to buy wine in the barrels. Al kaponim, it should be poured from the bottle, the shame bichas hamozen.
Ma'atrayu betalmidim, talmidov soivivim oisek shumavorech. Benatli, koisis. Ubebichas haoretz, kshemegi lebichas haoretz, moisif oler, then he's moisik. Ma'atev betalisoi.
And that meant that they didn't make hagbo.
Zok Taisvis. Ein lonu el abo dvorim, umiyu loimash me de poli grab yechen en ahi de noise lemin kedebrin el kamon, ari krieg, sama grab yechen rishainim sholu mashe tesai smelimin, mashme sheken hoyu noyagin. That means he wasn't for, they used to feel Zechazai also.
Miu midam eiloim ayoisem iter ve'iter mashm shemachmirem al atzmon. Vohoyu nizorem bekulam. He says, it was only a minig in Naziris. Ovikach yeshlachme bekoy shabrocha, but not meiker adin.
Shtifa chayu mole. Yerushalmi desoif pirkin, omar rab ache shloisha dvorim nemru bekoy shabrocha. Mole iter umudach. Shloshtam mikro, Naftali, Sva Rotzaim, Umole Birkas Hashem. Sva, we learn how ito, Rotzaim, it's mudach, that means when it's the kais is cleaned out, it's merutza for everyone to drink. Umole kemashmoy.
Shtife mi bachutz, vadoche mi bafnim. Upeirish ri, dar haloche, that the kais has to be oiskeshvein, dafkesh eina kais yofe. Sheyesh boi sheyurei koisis. Avol hum yofe belav hochi shapir domi. Blei beinon elo sheyei kois shel broche yofe. We only need the kois shel broche shel be yofe. Zoyche lishnei elomis. Peresh harav rab yosef mimar shilai. Where do you see zoyche lishnei elomis? Midahav leile michtov yom vedorem rosh. Alosh and si virosh. Chsid yorosho. Yerosha, Arei Yud Kei Yisairim, the Yud Kei Nivrush Neelomis, Kidamina Bat Chaylis, Kibeko Hashem Tzur Elomim.